Oh, do you think people remember us?
Probably not.
I don't even remember us. What are we fucking called? The Dumbass Squad? But
how to be an idiot 101?
How to be an idiot. Dumbasses talking. Anything like that.
Kitty Squad.
Kitties. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna plug anything because we don't deserve anything. We've been gone. We've been busy as shit.
That's why we've been gone. We truly, I really don't know if we've had a single afternoon or evening until right now just to sit down and do this.
Yeah.
That's why we have not been here.
I think one of the only reasons we're doing this right now is because I have a lot of stories to tell. Very funny stories that are good stories for everybody to hear. Mm-hmm. And you haven't heard them yet.
And we love a good story.
So I have a whole bachelor party worth of stories, but we'll get there. We've had so much going on. It started with, like, the last time we've done a podcast was when we went to Cherokee.
Which was, when was that?
That was sometime, was it June or July?
That was in July. I think that was the weekend after 4th of July, wasn't it?
It was a couple days before we went to see Garth Brooks.
I can't even remember when Garth Brooks was.
It's been crazy. It's been like ever since.
What have we been doing?
It's been like ever since April, really. We've just had something going on. It's like there's been weddings, or there's been weddings have been the main thing. Mm-hmm. We went to Cherokee on July 9th. So it's been.
Wow. Yeah. So it was the weekend after 4th of July.
Since we've done one.
Yeah.
All of June, all of July, all of August.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much.
And we had plans to do.
We didn't have plans to record. To take any break.
Well, we had plans to try and get back on it last week and record, and then things just got crazy again.
Yeah. It's just been weddings. We have an audience today, and they're behaving well. So
for now,
but we've had weddings, we've had engagements, we've had just parties, we've gone
baby showers, we've had
just so much shit going on.
Birthdays, we've had trips,
we haven't
people visiting, we've had just everything going on.
Work has been crazy for both of us, so
yeah,
it's just been like we probably could have forced it in there, but it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been good. So, you know,
just we got to a point where it was like every episode was just like, let's bitch.
Us bitching.
And we don't have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, so we really just needed that time to kind of
And I still don't. Right now, we cannot fully commit to a schedule.
Yeah.
So they might come.
At least not until the fall or
at least
something.
Until after like the second week of October. It's going to be crazy.
And even then the holidays start, so we'll see how that goes.
It's okay. We can.
But
we can,
still a little bit more time at home, at least. Home. And
like, yeah. Even if we have a wedding in Charlotte, it's easy. But when we have to travel places, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. But, so anyway, we're back for right now. And yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit back and listen to these stories today.
If you're here, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah. We missed you guys.
We missed you guys. We missed interacting. I know the Twitter has been like DOA. Nothing goes on the Twitter in a long time. The Instagram, I sometimes scroll it, but I feel bad not posting on it. So,
Buffy's joining me in my lap. Buffy, get yourself comfortable before you start on your stories, Caleb. Okay, she has chosen a leg to sit on.
Okay.
Today we're going with left thigh.
Okay, so I went to a bachelor party. I'm gonna keep names out of it.
Please. You don't need to incriminate
anybody.
I'll keep
all names. I'll incriminate. I'm not as ashamed. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. So, like, there's things.
It always starts like that.
There's things that some people, like, would be like, you're giving me the wide eyes, but it's not like that. There's some things that some guys are like, I don't want to tell my wife anything. But, like, I like comedy. I like being funny. So I'll tell you everything. Like, There's certain things. There's nothing that happened that's bad, but some people are just like, oh,
I'm scared now.
What happens at the batch stays at the batch. Shit like that.
I have a feeling I know who you're talking about, too.
Probably. I don't know, actually. There's
no?
It was multiple people.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there weren't that many of you.
No,
so.
There was a couple guys that were like that. But for the most part, it was very tame.
Thank God you have such a cool wife who doesn't question anything you do ever.
Okay, so we were in... I'm going to say where we were. Just to,
yeah, go ahead.
I'll say everything that happened. So we were in Wilmington. Mm-hmm. We weren't in downtown Wilmington for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He lives on Market Street. So if you're familiar with the North Carolina coast, Market Street, and like it goes into 17. So okay. 17 goes from like...
Oh, I didn't realize 17 went all the way to Wilmington.
17 goes all the way to Charleston, I think.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So
okay.
He lives off Market Street, which is between Surf City and Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
He technically has a Wilmington address. We went, mm-hmm. So the first night we were there, or the first afternoon, we went to Surf City. Mm-hmm. It is the coolest little beach town. Like, it's like all residential. No big hotels. It's all, if there's a hotel, it's one of the old school hotels, like single mm-hmm. story.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a shitload of people surfing. I was like, oh,
that's fuck. Cool.
And everybody there, we were in this like local bar on the beach, knew each other. I guess, is that the beach for Wilmington? I don't really know. I don't know geography very well of the coast of North Carolina. So we go to Wrightsville Beach. Wrightsville Beach is a very wealthy beach. Mm-hmm. There's massive yachts.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a brand new Lamborghini driving down the road. Had a 30-day tag on it. And these yachts are like twice the size of our house that are in this uh-huh. marina. So it's very wealthy. So you get rid of all the dirty myrtle trash.
Yeah.
And the dirty myrtle trash isn't very nice to look at. Wrightsville Beach trash... It's not trash. It's like...
So you're basically saying there's a lot of hot people there.
They're,
everyone's good-looking and rich.
Everybody is good-looking and rich. No matter.
Yeah, because they're rich.
Yes.
Yeah.
No matter if it's a old man, young lady, old lady, they're yeah. all good-looking.
Right.
The girls that were beside us on the beach,
mm-hmm.
they were all real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking back to the truck. They get in a Bama Red 4Runner... with an Alabama license plate that has a 40A sticker on it. You're going to pick up on it. It's a Bama Red 4Runner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Morgan Wallen song. It's somebody's problem. It starts off with Bama Red 4Runner pulls up to the party with a 40A sticker on the back windshield.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking about that.
Like, there is a chance.
So he's talking about them.
There is a chance it could have been about that specific girl.
Or she just had a red 4Runner and
but with decided a 40A sticker, that's a very specific sticker.
Probably went to go get the sticker after she heard the song.
Well, 40A is a place in Florida where you go on vacation.
Yeah, so, she probably got a sticker after she heard the
song.
Well,
all I'm saying is...
I mean, they could have...
It could have been about her.
It could have been.
But it's just very funny that was the exact like build of what he was talking about on the car. I was laughing about that. I was like, well, damn, there's more.
How did you see what car they went to?
We were actually parked beside them. Like it just.
Did you walk out at the same time they did?
No, they walked out after us, but me and Jason were trying to. Oh, I said a name. We were trying to put away a chair, and they were beside us.
Yeah, but were they out there at the same time that y'all were out in the parking lot?
Yes, they were.
Oh, okay.
They got in while we were getting things put away.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So that was very funny. And their pier is nice. It's very. There's a lot less kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's more older people. This Wrightsville Beach is very clean. There's a big center like right beside the pier, like on the sand, like mm-hmm. on the dunes, that has bathrooms
mm-hmm.
that Myrtle Beach could never because they'd be trashed and mm-hmm. people would be smoking pot in them.
Right.
But yeah, the beach was nice. Not much happened that first night. It was very uneventful that first night. We just drank. Then we had to be up really early
uh-huh.
the next morning. We had to be up at 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
right? We were going fishing. And I get downstairs. We had to leave by 5:30. I go and change. And everybody's like, okay, it's 5:30. It's beer 30. We started drinking at 5:30 in the morning.
Hmm.
I'm not even kidding. They handed me a beer and they're like, all right, drink this. We're going to go fishing. We get on this boat.
You gave me shit for that the night before you left.
What do you mean?
How I said, I asked if you could take nausea medicine with beer because you were going out on the boat. And you were like, we won't be drinking that early in the morning.
I didn't think we
would
be. And
I said, well, you never know. It's a bachelor party.
Well, I took it anyway. I took it. I wouldn't have needed it because we were on the waterway, which was just as calm as the lake.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't have needed it. But we get there and we chartered two boats. They were like 20-foot flat bottom boats.
Uh-huh.
So they were nice. They were good boats. They were solid. You didn't really feel the waves. They were like expensive for that specific thing. He's definitely gotten his money out of this boat.
Right.
And they were both named Mike. There was an old Mike and a young Mike.
Okay.
We were with old Mike. There was three of us on one, three on the other. Young Mike took them somewhere else. We went with old Mike to his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't catch a damn thing all day.
Uh-huh.
Drove around. Old Mike's just like, well, usually I'd see and hear these big, they're called reds. I'd hear the reds hitting it. And when they go and bite the bait fish, it sounds like a brick is dropped in the water because they just smack the water real hard.
Oh.
And he kept saying, well, usually, that was his excuse for everything.
Uh-huh.
And we go around and I'm like, Mike, tell me about this depth finder, because mm-hmm. he has the same one that I have on my boat.
Okay.
You know, on the depth finder, you could turn it on and you can see fish in the water.
Right.
And you can cast to right where that fish is on the depth finder.
Uh-huh.
But instead, he's doing this old school method of just like looking for water movement. I'm just like, dude, we paid you $1,000. Catch me a fish.
Yeah.
Eventually, I get hooked on a stingray that's about as big as a side table.
Mm.
He cut it before I could even take a picture with it, but you know, shit happens.
Yeah.
So we're going to a different spot, and you know what a barge is, right? One that pulls things to like work on like docks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl standing on a barge. Like mm-hmm. her boyfriend or husband's driving it,
mm-hmm.
and she's in like a red Pamela Anderson style like bikini, like a high waisted, like real. Like
on the waterway?
Yes.
So weird.
It's fucking terrifying. Like, the amount of things on a barge, why would you wear that?
It's yeah, like, and like, who is she trying to impress out in the waterway?
It's not, she probably wasn't trying to impress anybody. She was probably just wearing it.
Oh, she was just so naturally gorgeous.
But
yeah.
Mike talked about all day how much he loved women.
Uh-huh.
Like, he sees this woman and he's like, God damn, she's so high on cocaine. She is high as fuck on cocaine. She can't stop smiling. This is when we discovered that...
High on cocaine?
This is when we discovered that Mike in his younger days loved cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Because after that, he started talking about where all the hot hookers would do cocaine on the waterway. There's a... Right near the boat ramp, there's a like a palm tree uh-huh. with like a sand island. Like... Well, you can see it at low tide.
Yeah.
It's like a sandbar.
Uh-huh.
He said, that's where all the hot bitches went and did coke back in the day. He said, it stopped being cool when everybody found out about it, then the hot girl stopped going there and no one was doing coke on it anymore.
But why was he saying that this girl was high on coke?
He had no reason to say it. She was just a pretty girl standing on a barge in a red bikini.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then every single boat that passed after that, he said, damn. I bet she's on coke. About all of them. Wasn't a single one that he didn't...
That makes like literally no sense.
It makes no sense, but it's just like... He almost wrecked the boat when he saw when he saw this one in the Pam Anderson bikini. Because he went, God damn, that bitch is hot. And he said, that bitch so high on cocaine, she can't stop smiling. She don't know what's going on.
Was she even smiling?
No. She was just looking at us with this little flat bottom and this big ass barge.
Like, why would she have any interest in?
She was just looking around. Like, she was doing nothing wrong. She was just standing there. And he says, Mike, to put in perspective.
Maybe Mike is so high on coke, he doesn't know what's going on.
I don't think he does coke anymore. He could. He said he gets up every morning at 3 a.m.
Maybe his brain is damaged or something.
For 50 years.
The neurons aren't firing.
All he's done since he was 5 years old is fish. He grew up on the waterway. He's been a charter for like 40 years.
Uh-huh.
So all he does is float around. He has to get up every morning at like 3 a.m. to get the boat on the ramp by 4:30.
Oh, my.
So I might have to do coke if I had to be up that early every morning.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, it turns out not catching shit. And then the whole way back, he was talking about hookers and cocaine. He loved him some hookers and cocaine.
Sounds like it.
I was like, so is coke popular here? He's like, no, just with the hot witches. Just with the hot women. I was like, okay.
Okay.
That doesn't answer anything. But get off the boat, go eat breakfast. We went to the Cast Iron Skillet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place down there that guys have been to. It was on Diners, Dive-Ins, and
uh-huh.
Drives. It was overpriced breakfast food, but, mm-hmm. you know.
Sure. I mean, as you do, like, with a either a bachelor or bachelorette party, you always have to go to some overpriced food place. It's just,
the bitches on cocaine just gets me. It just, I think about it, and he's just, like, he's, like, 5'9", 180 pound, tan as fuck, white guy.
Like leather skin?
Like leather skin.
Yeah.
And he's just, like,
I can picture it.
He's just got this real draw on him because, like, he's got, like, the coastal, like, the red coastal redneck.
Yeah.
There's the coastal rich, then there's the coastal redneck.
Yeah.
And the coastal redneck is, it's thick. And it was just like that. So we catch no fish, and all he talks about is hookers.
That's fun.
That's just an experience. Later on that evening, we go axe throwing.
Uh-huh.
Drunken axe throwing is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't that drunk at the time. But I found out that you're supposed to hit one rotation of the axe.
Mm-hmm.
I put more force. I hit two rotations, and I was on point every time. I was dunk,
dunk.
So I'm now going to build us a...
There were knives in there, too.
Yeah, we rented the knives.
God.
For $5.
Terrifying.
The guy that showed us how to use them, when he threw it, they went... Choo,
choo,
choo. Like, they had, like, the fast metal noise.
Uh-huh.
And then when we do it, there was no noise.
Yeah.
And I threw it just as hard as he did. I was like, how do you do that?
He's a pro. He knows how.
There are actually professional axe throwing and knife throwing people.
Well, yeah.
They do professional ones at that place. They just had one over the last weekend.
Oh.
So it was interesting going in there. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Then, beer break. Next we go to the part that makes me embarrassed is everybody was buying everybody everything.
What, like, do you mean?
Someone covered the axe throwing.
Oh.
Then someone covered. We next went to a whiskey bar or like a bourbon bar, like where they only have like whiskey and bourbon and like top shelf things. And someone covered that. And I got this like really fruity drink that it really was fruity. It had like.
Yeah. It was called like a sunset kiss or something.
Yeah. And I don't do whiskey or bourbon. I need to try it one day and just get a good one.
I wish I was there. Ugh.
It was like. I would have gotten
an old fashioned.
The stuff they got was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bottle they were pouring from was a $90 bottle.
I'm sure.
So you have, that's what they told me. They said you can't start with something cheap and try to sip it. Mm-hmm. But if you get a quality one,
yeah,
you'll like it.
Right.
Is what they were telling me.
Yeah.
So if I even if he was like, you can even spend $40 on a bottle. You don't have to spend $100 on one. He said, there's some of my favorite ones are $40.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be in our near future to try a bottle of whiskey.
I'll take it.
But we went there. It was like, the bill was $250 or something because everybody's whiskey was so expensive.
Yeah.
So I was so embarrassed I wasn't buying it. I was too, I'm broke. All these guys are in their 40s.
Well, they all do very well. Or yeah. Most of them do, you know.
They all do very well. They all
so like money was not an issue for anybody. No,
and everybody was just buying everybody things. And just like I was like, okay, I can buy. We go to a bar like
buy like some beers.
No, I bought us shots. Okay. We ate pizza and had beers there. There's a local beer called like Tropical Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that beer there because it's a beer that will sneak up on you. Uh-huh. It's like 9%.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, two of those will get you drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Even the guys that have lived there were like, this beer, if you drink more than two, you will be drunk.
Yeah.
Because they think there's something in that beer that gets you, that triggers something more so than others. So I had like one of those after I've been drinking already. So that picked things up. Then we went to this like, we went to this really cool bar. It reminded me of something that would be in Noda.
Uh-huh.
It was like it's like a simulated dive almost.
Uh-huh.
It reminded me a lot of I'm trying to think what it was similar to. It's like a Common Market almost, but not as trashy as Common Market without the convenience store. It's like it kind of looked at that inside. It was just like a social bar. Like there was an outside patio, big patio area.
Yeah, like kind of trendy.
Not many. It was very trendy. Not many beers on draft, but they had a bunch of canned domestic side. They had Bush. They had Bush. They had Banquet and they had PBR.
Mm-hmm.
So we were drinking that. They had Deep Eddy. Mm-hmm. So I bought us shots of Deep Eddy. This is where the night starts getting the funny parts.
Mm-hmm.
We see there's all these balloons out there that say happy birthday. And I'm intoxicated already. The other person that's with us is also intoxicated. And we're like, we're going to sing this lady happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know who she was at the time.
Uh-huh.
When she walked out, they're like, that's who she is. That's who she is. And the person we were with had this really funny shirt on, and her husband liked his shirt, so he let us sing happy birthday. Let us sing. We were going to sing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The husband was like, it was just like a ridiculously rich man. You could just tell by the way he was dressed, and that they brought their birthday cake. They served it out of like a nice brand new Yeti, like a yellow Yeti that had a tag on it still.
Oh wow!
So it was it wasn't any cheap shit going on there.
Yeah.
And this was a cougar or a cougar's on
there. I've seen the picture.
You've seen the picture. I'm just telling it for the story. Mm-hmm. So this was a hot mom, and this is one that Young Gravy would be going crazy for.
Mm-hmm.
So that we'll just say that.
Yes.
That's for the listeners.
Sure.
We sing her happy birthday. She loved it. She didn't think anything. She thought it was hilarious. She gave us pieces of cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet some guys, two guys that were just at the bar. They were definitely on cocaine.
Okay.
We didn't do cocaine. Before we get there, we did not do cocaine. I would tell you if I did cocaine, because that in itself is a story.
Okay.
These guys were visibly on cocaine.
Uh-huh.
The girlfriend was visibly on cocaine. Then this like other random, like, I wouldn't call her a MILF, but it was this older lady. It wasn't with the party. She just was there.
Uh-huh.
And she just, like, at one point, just after we got to talk to these people for a little bit, we kind of, like, would separate from them. They'd come back. Then she showed up with all these shots. Mm-hmm. She showed up with four shots.
Uh-huh.
For five shots. Her, the two coke guys. It might have been six. There was a girl with the one of the coke guys. So the coke guys, her, girl, and me and one of the other guys. She gave them two. I was like,
why you and another one of the guys?
I don't know. She just handed it to us.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I told the guy we were with, I was like, I don't know this person. I don't really want to take a shot from this person. And then she asked me, she was like, who are you staying with? Are you staying with someone from here? Do they live here?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, they live here. She was like, well, we just want to make your visit memorable. I was like, what? I was like, I'm not taking this shot. So I turned around, acted like I took it, then just set her on a table.
Uh-huh.
And then this woman's just wandering the bar. She looks like Ellen. She's got a really short haircut.
Okay.
She's in this dress that she called the dress gauzy. When she we are all standing outside waiting
gauzy.
For
gauzy.
Yeah.
Gauze. Like, yes. The material?
Yes. She,
yeah.
So we were standing outside waiting for the Uber. Some time has passed. And we were standing outside waiting for the Uber. And she comes outside and she's like, I'm doing cartwheels. This, mind you, this lady is at least 50.
Mm-hmm.
She starts doing cartwheels. She starts doing cartwheels in a dress out there. And then she starts rubbing on one of the other guys we are with. And like,
rubbing on him?
Yes. And
like, how? Like with her butt or something?
No, like with her arms. Like,
oh, like rubbing his body down?
There were certain things she said, like, to the guy, to some of the guys we were with. That was like, this lady was, it was a.
She was like on.
She was
something. Serious.
She was DTF in the words of Pauly D.
Yeah.
And she was DTF anybody.
Uh huh.
But I think she gravitated towards us because we were like the loud ones in the whole bar. Mm-hmm. We were the ones that were singing happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Everybody was laughing with us and clapping for us when we started singing happy birthday. I think she saw that. She was like, oh, them.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we had no interest in this lady. She's just like doing cartwheels. Then her friend comes out and has to take her away. The friend was pregnant. She was just sitting there.
Oh God. That poor friend.
There was another party in this bar. This bar was full of interesting characters. In downtown Wilmington, there's some characters.
I'm sure.
When the farther you get away, the closer you get towards UNCW, the more characters pop out.
Mm-hmm.
So there was another couple in there. It looked like a mom, a daughter, and the mom's boyfriend. It looked like a guy like closer to the mom's age.
Mm-hmm.
But the daughter was like straddling the mom's boyfriend. The mom was watching. One of the guys we were with asked what the dynamic was, and she wouldn't tell.
That's very odd.
It's very odd. So it's just like all these like women, just like old women. I wonder if it was move-in weekend and they got away from their daughters or their sons or something.
It could have been.
And they just go, they're like, okay, we're going to go to Satellite. And they just went crazy.
Mm. It's well, just, it sounds memorable.
It just, the cake was good as fuck. The cake was good. I remember the cake. That's like one of the things I do remember about the whole night. The cake was really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, these just, it's just, my hunt for the sugar mama failed. Well, the MILF that I sang happy birthday could have been sugar mama.
Yeah.
She could have.
You should have gone for it.
I should have gone for it. You would have said you have my permission if it's a sugar mama you're going for.
If she was going to be a sugar mama.
If she's going to be a sugar mama.
I mean, she's going to give us some money.
God, could you imagine? If I come back from a bachelor party, I'm like, hey, babe, we now have a $10,000 a month allowance.
I wish.
You'd be like, go back to Wilmington every week. Go on.
Yeah, for
I'll,
real.
I'll see you on Sunday night. Go yep. on. Shoo, shoo.
Exactly.
You'd be like, all right, I'm going to get a pedicure. You go and hang out at this bar with this lady. Go on.
Yeah, get my nails done for the first time in like 2 years.
Yeah, it was an adventure. It was the first time I've been away for an extended period of time.
But what's the information that you said people don't want people to know? I didn't think it was that bad.
Just the lady rubbing on some of the guys.
Was it all the guys or was it one guy in particular? Mm-hmm.
There was two. She was rubbing on two of them.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the ones I'll tell you when we're not recording.
Okay.
But just for the purpose of putting it in the public eye, I'm not going to say who is who.
Well, were they giving any back?
No. They were joking with her, saying like, "Okay, go show him how to do a cartwheel." And stuff like that. We were just trying to get her to not get hurt. Then there was this guy, like this random old man with a Harley. He had like the vest on. He had like long greasy hair and like the bandana.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out when she was doing cartwheels, just stood there and watched. And then he made this like grunting noise, and then went and got on his Harley, like revved it like real loud, like the dickhead rev.
Uh-huh.
And then he tried to peel off, and we're like, yeah, buddy, stand on it. Like, you know, stand on it means like really pull it down, like standing on the pedal, like pedal to the floor. He peeled the fuck out of there and was like this close to getting fucking smashed by a car because he was trying to show off.
He's probably drunk.
He probably was. Like, I'm not kidding. He was probably wasted as fuck because he had been sitting at the bar the entire time we were there.
Oh, Lord. Well.
Then we go home and it turned into one of those nights where like the group kind of like dissipates to smaller little groups.
Uh-huh.
And like one group over here is talking politics. The other ones out here are talking about like cars or real estate. Then like me and one of the other guys go off on a golf cart because it's his
on a golf cart.
Yeah, he has a golf cart at his house, and there's this huge neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And it connects, like there's like three neighborhoods connected to one.
Uh-huh.
And we just drove around the neighborhoods, and it's like Surfside, where there's a lot of these people in this neighborhood specifically have golf carts
because
the neighborhood is so big. Okay. So we just drove around. And it was fun because the golf cart was motorized.
Oh, that's fun.
Gas. So it was fast. Oh, okay. It wasn't slow.
Mm-hmm.
We just drove around listening to music.
Yeah.
Then his neighbor came out. And his neighbor got home from working at a bar. And the neighbor was fucking weird. He was wearing a soccer jersey and a fedora.
Mm. So, yeah, no.
Nothing wrong. Like, one of the guys we were with actually wears a fedora. Like, not a fedora. It's like one of the English style hats. Like, you know the first season of Peaky Blinders?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it fits him. I don't know what it is about his head shape.
Mm-mm.
It actually, it looked right on him. So I'll give him the pass because he actually pulls it off.
Mm.
But he's not weird. He's not one of the weird guys that wear it. He just wears it because he's like, I don't like the way normal hats look on my head. And this one, he was in the army, so he wore berets all the time. And he said, this is the closest thing I have to a beret.
Interesting.
But this guy was wearing a soccer jersey and a fedora. Well, and he was playing like some like really like, it's like some of the metal that like the weird, like the stranger people listen to.
Uh-huh.
It's like the way out there stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, this guy definitely trolls Reddit for a living.
Well, that sounds like an interesting weekend y'all had.
Yeah. The stories didn't come out to you as funny because I think you're judging me. Because I think you think I misbehaved. So you're not taking them as, you're not letting them be as funny as
I don't think you misbehaved.
You're like, he was singing to a blonde. He definitely did something.
Well, I don't think any wife loves to hear you coming home talking about how hot all the women are at this beach you're going to. I mean, shit, you came home and didn't say anything to me. So.
Well, I came home working off 4 hours of sleep for the entire weekend after sleeping on an air mattress. By the way, whoever slept on this air mattress called the Cadillac of air mattresses. You must be talking about
that was Kendall.
A repoed Cadillac that's like been trashed and flipped over seven times. Because that thing.
Oh, my God.
I would rather sleep on a deflated bag of Sun Chips.
Oh, my God. You are so dramatic.
I really wish, like, I think he felt bad, like, having us. He had a big house. Like, there was a 3-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was 2 big couches. I think he felt bad, like, saying, like, it's one person slept on a couch. But I could have slept on another couch upstairs. Yeah. And I think he felt bad, like, asking me to sleep on a couch. So he was all for the air mattress thing.
Well, you could have moved to the couch.
I should have, but I think it would have, there was so much stuff that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was already set up. The air mattress was already set up on the ground
mm-hmm.
by the time I realized it wasn't very comfortable. If I would have laid on it before I went there, I just wouldn't have brought it. I'd brought my pillow and slept on the couch. Couch is comfortable.
Well, you're extremely particular, too, so.
Yeah, we've established I'm particular with where I sleep.
Yeah.
I can't sleep on the floor like Duncan right now.
Yeah, and Buffy's just sitting there looking at something.
Your reflection.
Probably a bug or something.
No, she's looking at your shadow of your foot on the ground.
it was
a fun weekend. It's funnier when I say the names.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell the stories differently off air.
Uh-huh.
But the funniest part I thought was Captain Mike.
Is very odd.
How he just like, she's so damn high on cocaine.
Like for no reason.
And that's what we kept saying all night that night. She's so high on cocaine. So it was memorable.
Oh, Captain Mike, I hope he's doing well.
Oh, he's definitely doing well. he works from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And he just gets to fish all day.
He gets to ride around a boat.
Yeah.
He gets paid $1,000.
Buffy, you're back.
See if she'll talk. Put the mic to her mouth.
She won't.
Buffy.
She just wants the blanket. Buffy, do you have anything to say to our listeners? No. A sniff.
Duncan, what about you?
Duncan has a cold right now. He doesn't feel like talking. Duncan's got a kitty cold.
He has an upper respiratory infection.
He's been sneezing and like flinging boogers on me all day.
So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about our experience this morning with the vet. So I called the vet this morning right when they opened, 8 a.m. It wasn't directly 8 a.m. It was like 8:05. So I give them a buffer to get at least seated in their respective job area.
Uh-huh.
And then I call. They don't answer, so I leave a message. I get a call back. Okay. It took over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been faster. She probably returned other calls or answered the other calls and made those appointments first. But I get a call back an hour later. She says, okay, we don't have any appointments until next Wednesday at 3 p.m. So almost 2 full work weeks later.
Uh-huh.
Because today's Monday. That's a full work week. Then almost a full work week.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, okay, I'll take it. But is there anything I can do to help him not be as sick in the meantime? Because he's sneezing. And you can tell he doesn't feel good. Is there anything I can do? She's like, oh, well, you can take him somewhere else.
Yeah.
And gives me options of where to take him. I'm just like, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, it was
I wasn't like, rude. I was very nice to her.
It was the most unhelpful conversation.
And then you call her, and what happens? Yeah.
Basically the same thing. I called her and asked if there's any way we can get our very sick cat in just to get seen so that he can get the medicine prescribed that he needs. And she told me I could go somewhere else.
Well, that's not what you said. You said when you when she answered, you're like, oh, it's about Duncan.
Well, yeah. I mean, she asked me what name it was under for the account, and I told her our last name, and then she was like, oh, is this for Duncan? Like, she had already talked to you. It was, she just answered the phone already kind of rude and irritated. And
but she wasn't even irritated with me, is the thing. That means that
it was like she was so irritated that I also called.
Yeah, it's just...
But, like, what do you expect when you're giving people almost 2 weeks out for an appointment? Like, you can't just wait 2 weeks to have an animal seen when they're sick.
No, a person doesn't wait 2 weeks.
No, like, that's ridiculous, so...
And it's just, like, it's not my fault that they've booked this much.
Yeah.
Like, it's their own fault for taking on all these clients.
Well, it's like, I understand if there's nothing available, but she could have at least said... You know, something like, I'm sorry that an appointment's not available. Like, maybe try this in the meantime.
Let me ask a nurse what you could do.
Or even like, hey, like, I would be happy to call, you know, another vet office and see if, you know, like, because I understand saying, oh, well, you know, you should, you know, explore other options if it needs care. But not being so rude like, oh, well, you can just take him somewhere else.
But I do understand. Like, I get... that sometimes the best option is taken to an emergency vet.
Well, apparently right now the emergency vets are getting way overcrowded because all of these vet offices are just sending people to the emergency vet because they don't have appointments for animals. So they're like, oh, well, you can just take them to the 24-hour vet. But now, like, it's just like how with COVID, doctor's offices were just sending people to the ER.
But
like,
it doesn't make sense.
You're sitting around waiting for 4 or 5 hours.
There are more vets than there are doctor's offices.
Well, it's just I don't know.
There's a new vet on every fucking corner.
I don't know. It's just
it's crazy. Shocking to me that they overbook themselves like this, because all they have to do is just be like, we're not taking new clients right now. We don't have to see Sally and her 7 Shih Tzus because they want to get checked up every fucking 2 months.
Or maybe they just need to extend their hours a little bit and not only be open till 4 p.m.
Or maybe work Saturdays. Well, you're a vet that people don't.
Well, no one wants to work Saturdays,
They could hire a second vet to be in this office.
Mm-hmm.
That's one option.
Mm-hmm.
And then they switch with Saturdays to work. They work till 11 a.m. on a Saturday to make it so these people that work normal jobs don't have to ask off work.
I just wish that they would have been a little bit more understanding
of the situation
and just tried to be a little bit more helpful, even if she couldn't get us an appointment. Yeah, that's all.
I just...
Because Duncan... like comes first before everyone else's pet. We are the most important pet owners in the world, and Duncan comes first before everybody else. So everyone else needs to drop what they're doing so that Duncan can be seen.
Regardless, Duncan does come first, and I could tell that I got pissed off because they kind of pushed us aside.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I've been going to this vet for a long time.
Yeah.
I've been going since we got Bo, and now Jax, we got Jax like a couple months after Bo died, and we had Bo a full year. Jax is almost 6.
Yeah.
So I've been going there for almost 10 years. And yeah. Like, she gives, like, I just don't, I don't appreciate how she
gives. And my family was going there before you even got Bo.
I know.
So
we've had just years of experience, great experience with this vet. The vet himself, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad thing to say about him. But his staff, his office manager was a fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
He called me. I called to complain because I care in this shit.
Yeah.
She was rude to us. She was very unhelpful. And like, when you have your staff saying, oh, why don't you try a new vet?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of bullshit. All she could have been like, let me ask my vet or one of the nurses what they had to say. Or let me see if there's by chance just 10 minutes between two appointments that someone could come in here and check him out.
Yeah. Yep.
She didn't. And this guy's like, let me guess. I guess you were told that there's no appointment or something like that, right?
Yeah, he was just being a dick.
He just didn't give a fuck. Like, you work in a fucking vet. Give a little bit of respect and compassion.
Yeah.
Your entire job is based upon giving someone, like, you're treating animals with care. Treat the fucking owners with care, because you're already overcharged for your fucking what you do.
I just can't stop looking at Duncan, who's sleeping on the floor right now.
Yeah, he's...
You can tell he doesn't feel good. Poor baby's been sneezing and sniffling all day.
We could put him in the bathroom and turn the shower on, let it steam.
Hmm. Well, he's getting seen tomorrow for his little kitty cold, and...
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll start feeling better, but... It's always really sad when an animal, when you can tell an animal doesn't feel good because they can't say anything about it. It's just pitiful. But, yeah, I got to take his little furry butt to his appointment tomorrow. He's get him seen. Shit in the car. Just one other thing that we got to do, but if it's for the cats, we'll do it, so.
Yeah, well, they don't have to go to the vet very often, though.
No, thankfully.
Buffy's just a trooper. We think Duncan has nasal issues anyway.
Yeah, I think he's already got like some obstructed airways or something.
He could have a kitty deviated septum.
He doesn't have very good like sinuses.
It looks like his either. Nose, like it's like more pushed down. Like it's more flat. Buffy's is very round and has very distinct nostrils.
Yeah.
But Duncan, on the other hand, he's got like almost like a snake nose where it's like tiny slits.
Yeah, it's very small.
And then when he breathes, sometimes when he's purring, it whistles. Or when he's snoring, it'll whistle.
Yeah.
He definitely has a whistle when he snores.
Yeah, he's been whistling a lot today in his sleep.
No, he's got boogies.
But I can tell.
We're going to look over, he's going to have a bubble in his nose.
But I can tell he doesn't feel good because he's been staying very close to me. Like all weekend, he was very close to me. All day today, he was very close to me.
He's like. You can tell he's just like someone needs to hold me or someone sit with me because he's like between us both, like
just loafing and sleeping. So, but yeah, so, you know, it's stuff like that. That's the reason why we haven't been able to do a whole lot of recording lately. It's just stuff comes up and you got to deal with it. So, but it was fun getting to record today. I'm glad that we were able to find time.
Yeah, we will hopefully be able to. Maybe get somebody on to just talk. I know maybe Lauren will come back on. She's in town.
That would be fun.
And she's going to leave for 2 years soon.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get a life update.
Get her to talk about all that.
And a future update.
Yeah.
We don't have to record in the bar at this time.
That's true.
Right here. But I don't even know if I remember how to edit these.
Well, good luck to everybody's ears. That's all I can say.
Duncan. You want to leave them with a meow?
Or a whistle? Good job! Bye!